welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We are kind of going through what we went through last year, where since now all of a sudden everybody's having an epiphany that this did not come from an animal, this COVID. We went through most all of this, that they've been doing this planning and this operation to deploy COVID. This was not just science tests. There's a very specific reason why they moved from the United States to China. And so this is why we want to give you all of these different articles so that you can read articles that kind of went into the ether so that people go, oh, you know, they forgot all about it. And the national narrative was that, oh, this was not a conspiracy. This is, you know, this was a natural trans. I am telling you, and I told you before, this is biological warfare. And come to find out, the agent pulling the trigger, I mean, China's the enabler here. And China actually, you know, operated by the plan. But it seems like the United States has far more blood on their hands than they want you to know. Or I should say, the progressive deep state globalists that are running our bureaucracies, they're the ones that are pulling these triggers and doing these things. And so anyway, as you know, the show is sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you are listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence as well as the academic-based evidence solutions. We have a comment line, 425-270-5416. We will be getting, I think, you know, we'll probably do a show or two going into petitioning. So what we want you to do is we want you to get started on petitioning your government using your First Amendment right of petition in demanding that they stop this invasion. What we want to do is kind of create a template so that you can just kind of fill it out and send it to your county commissioners, so that you can send it to your state legislators, and you can send it to your sheriff in asking and pleading to your sheriff and even your county commissioners to convene a common law grand jury. Because we need declarations from common law grand juries that the Constitution is being violated by Congress. This would create an uprising, because when people realize that the constitutional standing is that we're supposed to be protected from an invasion, that this is not an immigration process. When people come to cross our border, that is an invasion by definition. It's not a migration. We don't have migrant people. I mean, I can understand we used to have migrant workers, but that stopped years ago. People came and they stayed. You know, I don't think there's anybody that actually goes back to Mexico once they've gotten here. I don't think so. Or whatever their host country is, China, whatever. Anyway, we're still recovering from Red Pill Expo. I was supposed to make a phone call yesterday to Fran with the NLA, and I did not. So hope she forgives me. I need to get a hold of her later on. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. We hope that you help start growing the show. What we need is a more listener drive so that people can start understanding that this is actually a tangible solution. Republic Review is the process of getting the federal government back into the framework. And that process starts with the state legislators, and they have all the authority and power to do this. So anyway, what we were doing was we were going through the COVID and looking at post-COVID. What are we going to do now with post-COVID? And so where were we? Well, we were the last thing we covered was that much of the funding will flow to Gates's global partners. And suddenly Bill Gates says his foundation will offer in-home testing kits where you can swab your nose with a Q-tip and send it to his labs so he can make money. How convenient. One of the things we had already kind of disclosed was that, you know, Gates was going to be making something like a 20-to-1 return on investment versus, Microsoft. And because if you understand software, OS and all that, it's kind of labor intensive because it's all, designed. It doesn't create itself. It's not something you just water and it grows like agriculture or what have you. This is work on, it's human labor you're paying for. Well, now that you get into, medicine and so forth, there's a much bigger markup. And so he is pinching and taking over and getting into, obviously, the health, the pharmaceutical, and actually development of diseases so he can cure you. Anyway, I believe this is the last thing we covered. 19 out of the 21 who tested positive of the Princess cruise ship were crew members. In other words, how did these crew members get there? And I think the intent was, how did that high of a percentage of crew members actually get COVID? Unless they were actually brought in and deliberately exposed. Now, the question, I believe, or if you look up the details, I don't think the crew member got sick. I think they were asymptomatic. I think they were just carriers. Anyway, the virus started in South Korea because the leaders of a doomsday cult went to Wuhan, China, and went back and infected 8,000 of their members who paid them to do that. I want you to understand this. This is how it got started in South Korea. It got started in the world because the Chinese New Year, that's where they go, Wuhan. That's where a lot of Chinese around the world go so that they can celebrate the Chinese New Year. And so when they celebrated the Chinese New Year in early January, I believe it's early January, well, all these people were free to flow in. And it was brought up with the Chinese government that we should actually call off the New Year. And they said no. They knew that that would be the deployment mechanism to get this going. And that then they could use feeders to go into very specific cells to penetrate, like these crew members, to basically affect, because who goes on a cruise? People from all over the world want to go on a Caribbean cruise or an Alaskan cruise or what have you. And if you look, if you look at the effectiveness of being able to hit a large cluster of populations, those types of things are perfect because you've got a captive audience, you've got a captive carriers, so that you can get a good exposure for a lot of people on a small ship. This is why the cruises were really shut down, because they recognized this. Iran's leader suddenly became infected after Iran's foreign leader met with John Kerry in Munich and laughed about the virus on camera. Almost like he was told to go home and create panic. All these videos coming out of China and communist China of the disinfecting the streets, people dying on the streets and trashing bodies, those are all fake and sent out by communist propagandists to create more fear. The bottom line is we also had Lionheart, I forgot, I'm bad with names. He's called in here, and he's a part of the Chinese live organ harvesting crusade. And so Lionheart called, and he said that they had lost 100 million, if not more, phone services. In other words, that 100 million phone lines, numbers just dropped. They became available. And so what that means is that usually, because China gives everybody their phones, and so when all of a sudden there's a significant drop in phone ownership, that means that those people didn't move to another country. China doesn't just let that happen. They allow certain people that they have control over to come and do work. Like those who come to America, they're not just people getting away and escaping China. They're being brought here to operate in a very specific function. But as you understand, when phone numbers go away like that, that means that that person isn't there anymore to use that phone. So real videos have shown Hong Kong freedom fighters being rounded up in handcuffs and sent to the hospital, where it is likely their organs are harvested and they are cremated. Now, it doesn't happen that quickly. Actually, they're not rounded up and sent straight to with live organ harvesting. they have like gulags. They have prisons where they maintain these people. What they do is they map them. They map them for their organs and their blood types and all of these things so that when people come in for an organ transfer, they know exactly who the donor will be, and they go and kill him and give that that organ to that person that's paying $100,000, $500,000, or what have you for the, you know, for the organ that they're walking out with. Real video show elderly people in communist China trapped in buildings and left to die with no food. There are real videos that show communist China installed major new surveillance cameras, and most everybody understands their new credit system and the technology to monitor people on the street and manipulate them that if you behave well, we give you a better lifestyle. If you whisper, if you do things that we can't monitor, then they will actually start demoting you, and eventually you'll probably end up in a gulag. Real videos show that the Chinese people, it's all fake from high rises as the communists pretend to care for them on the streets below. Now, again, we're providing you all of these videos, and there's a YouTube channel that they've got a link to. Again, we're going to put this up, and when I put this up, This will be posted probably as a PDF. That way you can download it, and you know that way you can actually, you know, cut and paste the links, or you can send it to other people. Again, some of this is all done by a guy by the name of James, and he's got the hard links. Some of his analysis may not be right on, but we'll be right back after this. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so back to the social monitoring. I want you to understand that they had a plan by 2020 to have social monitoring throughout all of China. They played with this, if I remember correctly, in 2018. And the companies that helped them, it was Google, and I believe Apple, so that they could actually have these types of controls. You know, just because Apple wants you to remain supposedly private doesn't mean that they're not helping and working in communist China. They're making a lot of money in selling their phones in China. That's why companies try to go there to, you know, to penetrate that market. Anyway, these folks that are in these social network systems, they're given these phones and they're forced to use an app. And if they don't use that app, it's kind of like call home. If you don't call your mom, you know, when you're traveling, when you get there or what have you, once a week, you kind of get in trouble. That's social guilt that your mom puts on you. Well, our family guilt. Well, China does that, and they do that on a daily basis. And so this whole social network monitoring is very, very insidious. But, you know, these things aren't just going to stay in China. These are going to be deployed everywhere. So it's just a matter of time for all the cameras. I mean, we already have a lot of cameras in America, a lot, but not enough. We need to have more. And if you think Minority Report was kind of crazy, that's where we're going. And as a matter of fact, they want to get to a point where they can control you so that you can't do harm. They can predict, not that they'll have cognitives in a tank, but they want to be able to start predicting what you're doing and what your next move is and catching you before you do it. Now, after Trump closed travel from communist China in January, the Chinese blamed the U.S. and threatened to hold back our pharmaceuticals unless we open travel back up. Isn't that interesting? Now, Trump was not a part of the deep state or the bureaucracy, so let's be clear here. Trump was actually closing down the transfer of these diseases to Americans. He was actually protecting Americans. But the reason why China wants to play hardball is they're pushing. Everybody is antsy to get to basically topple America and get in control. They want it, but they don't want to make themselves vulnerable. But they are in a rush. They are pushing and they are making mistakes because we wouldn't be finding out this type of information had it not been for good old people that, you know, blow the whistle on Facebook, that blow the whistle on Google, that blow the whistle on some of these companies, because all of a sudden, you know, this unpredictability about people, they grow a moral backbone. And next thing you know, this is wrong. We shouldn't be doing this. Anyway, China didn't expect them to do that, which thwarted their plans to see the U.S. with more cases. What they wanted to do was really get on top of it. But, as you know, they violated our constitutional rights when convincing governors to take away our constitutional rights of religious expression, assembly, and so forth. I've gone over this and over this and over this. And actually, you can find, I think it's Get Involved or Take Action on the website on Reclaiming the Republic. We have memes out there, memes that clearly articulate that your governor has violated and is disqualified from public service because they have done these things. They can't do these things. They cannot. Doesn't matter. There is no exception. There is no grandfather clause that allows them to violate any. If you understand the 14th Amendment, Section 1, no state shall create or enforce any law. That means emergency powers do not count. Any law that takes away or abridges our individual privileges and immunities that we enjoy under the Constitution. It's that simple. If your state has taken away your right of commerce, your right of assembly, your right to go and worship how you want to. Now, it's up to the people to say, you know what, we should lay some caution. We don't want, why don't we do this with the flu? The flu is equally as deadly. I think we can do better than the herd mentality. That's what I'm saying, because nobody wants to see their parents or their grandparents die because we were just careless because of the flu. I know many of people die. Thousands, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people worldwide die on an annual basis just because of the flu. So, and as a matter of fact, I honestly say that if you look at the consistency of the flu, there were times back in history where you didn't get the flu every year. Why is that? Is it because we weren't globally connected and kept these germs moving around? Or was it that these germs weren't being created? Remember, they talk about, well, we're going to have a flu vaccine that's going to, what we think is going to be the new flu coming. And they say they miss it. Well, are they developing these things? I wouldn't put it past them. I don't put it past them. Anyway, they didn't expect, let me see. Yeah, so I might be repeating this, but they didn't expect the United States to do this. They had these plans of basically seeding us. I believe the virus is more dangerous than the common cold, but it has been engineered to highly infectious and impact the elderly and the sick. Now, if you understand who the enemy is, according to the progressives, it is the elderly, because we've come to our senses. We at least have had some civics. We've had, you know, history, and we understand things. These kids that are millennials and under, they do not know. They have not been taught. Now, if they've been taught, it's not through the education system. It's been the national indoctrination system. It has been as an outlier in their home, and or because of, you know, active parents and active community church or what have you, is getting them involved. Now, the very last article on here is Bill Gates gives his company $89.1 million for research in 2015. Now, I'm wondering, this, I believe, is his health company for research. $89.1 million. Now, that's a lot of money. That's nothing to a billionaire, right? Anyway, so what we'll do is we're going to put this up. But what I want to do now is we've heard people talk about Fauci, and we've heard Fauci actually make some really wild butt assertions. One of the things he has said when he's lately, because he's getting pressured more and more and more, he knows that they're investigating him. And so what he's tried to do is he's tried to create a ruse. And so when they were asking him, you know, was this done, and, you know, really trying to get him to admit that this came out of the Wuhan lab, he said, and you got to remember that sometimes when people are desperate, there's a little bit of truth to what they're trying to tell you, because you don't think of something that's not in your head. As a matter of fact, have you ever dealt with somebody that's, you know, is like a gold digger or what have you, and the first thing that they say is, it's all about the money with you, isn't it? Not, and it's really not with you, but it is with them, because that's how they think. People usually make accusations. People usually leap to their conclusions because of the way they think. Do not think for a minute that when a maniacal person like Fauci is making a comment and he says, what do you think, the Chinese developed a virus just so they could infect their people and kill them? Well, as we know, the start of that, and it was a cooperative effort here in America and then back to China. We were working with them to create a biological weapon, period. And so it wasn't just China wanting to do this, and I believe it was more America. You got to understand, China has everything they need. They have all the control of their people. They have more than enough people. They're in a position, they have all the resources they need, except the warfare and the weaponry. Now, people say that their naval fleet is almost comparable to ours. Now, I don't know about that. I don't believe that they have those types of ship docks and so forth, but maybe. I have not seen that many carriers and battle groups, but I think they may have enough to dance with the United States. And if you understand a Democratic president, under Democratic presidencies, we have gone to war. Every single major war that we have fought has been under a Democratic president. Going into Korea, started under Truman. Going into Germany, or I should say Europe, was Wilson. Going into Europe again, FDR. If you going into Vietnam, Johnson and Kennedy, if you look at every single costly war we had, it was caused by the Democrats. And so we've got Biden. And why is it that Biden is all of a sudden trying to create and ruffle feathers with Russia, but bowing down to China, when China is being clearly the most hostile country towards American and American policies, commerce, and so forth? They steal our intellectual property. They are belligerent to us. And so there's a reason for that. And so when we get back, we'll talk more about that. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL. Or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so when Fauci made his counter-accusation, when he was being questioned, handled by, you know, inquiring journalists, what he told them was, do you really think that, the Chinese are going to do this? I do believe, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a little history. Remember the Oklahoma bombing? The Oklahoma bombing wasn't done by just Timothy McVeigh and or his, I forget his other side hand. What happened, and there's the documentation on this. There was an Air Force colonel who did the analysis because he was a subject matter expert on bomb damage assessment and so forth. And he found seismic activity that actually registered two separate explosions. A small one, which was designed to break or breach a wall or a support structure. And then a large one that would actually do the majority of the damage to the building. Once you breach this, this sustaining wall, then you can do all of the damage you want with a better impact to the building. And so as we start looking at things, we want to believe that the United States didn't do this. Well, and I'm not necessarily a 9/11 truther per se. I haven't looked at all of the data, but I do know this. I do know that Bill Clinton knew that they were going to be flying airplanes into our buildings, because in the Operation Bajinka, look that up, Operation Bajinka, B-G-I-N-K-A, something like that, B-A-G-I-N-K-A. When you start doing Operation and it'll just kind of count, fill out with Google, then you'll know how to spell it. But if you look up Operation Bajinka, Clinton wrote in the margins of this brief that they, oh, it looks like they're learning how to fly major airline jets to fly them into buildings. This was the analysis that the intelligence community had given him. And so when they did the, just to kind of keep this together, when they did the 9/11 commission, Sandy Berger, if you remember, Sandy Berger, who was his intel guy at the time, went into the archives, grabbed that one brief that he wrote in the margins, took it home and burned it. When they discovered that that document was missing and that he had it, oh, he said, well, I burnt it because I took it home by accident. And I go, well, I don't want to get caught, get in trouble. So I just burned it. And so he was fined $50,000. Y'all believe this, right? So anyway, as we start looking at, you know, some terrible things that have happened in the United States, there are people that could have stopped, that could have done things. It's either like they're standing out of the way, they're, you know, they're standing on the side of the street, guiding the trucks, putting everything into place. They're helping. And I can't help but say that, you know, Bill Clinton, you know, when he shut down Able Danger, as we were getting closer and closer to 9/11, that's because they were getting closer and closer to being able to uncover everything. My friends, when we've got active presidents like Bill Clinton giving away our ICBM guidance technology to the Chinese, Loral had the technology. At this point in time, we were asking them to launch our missiles. Oh, embarrassing, America can't launch its own satellites. That was on purpose. We started giving them our satellites. Guess what? Oh, China didn't look at them. They weren't looking at how we were doing these. Are you surprised the Chinese and that the nation of China has so many different types of satellites now? Did they just all of a sudden become smart? No, we gave them the technology. Clinton packed up an airplane manufacturing plant that was mothballed in Ohio and sent that to China. All of these things he was doing was helping them become a stronger adversary. We need a strong adversary, with Russia basically being marginalized and the state being taken apart. Now we needed a consolidated, strong adversary to basically maintain this level of fear, to keep us in check. So all the crap, and if you want to really look at all the crap that Clinton did, if you go to the podcast page, the Red State Talk Radio podcast page on Reclaiming the Republic, at the very bottom, I have a link to the Curry Winterm MSNBC reporters, my friends. This is back in the 90s, where they actually testified in Congress and provided a timeline of how Clinton was giving the store away to China. And in turn, he was receiving money, or actually he'd receive money and he'd do something. He'd receive money and do something. That was why the Chinese were able to take control of the Panama Canal. So I'm not just saying that we had a bad president. We've got a lot of bad players in the deep state within the bureaucracy, as well as bad politicians and leaders. They are driving us. They are funding this whole global reset, this whole global. If you understand, I know China's economy is getting there. They're becoming very competitive with us, because we're buying everything. Have you not noticed and have you not heard? The EU depends on our economy so much that anytime we take a hiccup and we stop buying, it decimates them, because they're not buying that crap in China. They'll steal the technology and build it themselves, just like they do to us. They're not going to bolster up the world's economy. And the only reason they're bolstering up our economy is by buying our debt. illegally buying our debt. They are being, they are complacent, not even complacent. They are an active member in defrauding the American people by buying debt for illegal purposes. The federal government does not have the authority to buy debt to do things they have no power to do. If anything, you take away from this, when we exercise republic review and get the government into check, one of the first things that goes away is the debt clock. Or actually, it'll be the first thing up. And when all of the, when we shut off buying more debt, that debt clock goes away. Then the federal government will have only what we're bringing in as revenue to actually pay, and we'll no longer be servicing that debt. We do not owe that money. You go count on an annual basis the outlays for unconstitutional spending. And if you add that up based on the money coming in, legitimate money coming in, and then the money that they're spending, all this illegitimate spending on these COVID reliefs and the TARP bailouts, all of those things, they had no constitutional authority to do. So the money that they borrowed to do that is unconstitutional. You will find that we are making enough money to pay for our defense and to pay for what we need to pay for. Now, I'm here to tell you that when you start looking at the candidates, and if you understand the party system is not designed to just let, you know, people come and go. They make sure that those people who step into the ring of candidate, they have a level of control on. And so this is one of the reasons why, if you've ever questioned why Trump didn't do this or why he didn't do that, it's because there is a level of control on Trump. If Trump is actually considering a running mate for 2024, he should pick me. And I say that because he will actually be able in 2024, if he runs and we win, he will have my guidance on what needs to be done in assisting the states in forcing the federal government into compliance. If he really wants to drain the swamp, if he really wants to make America once and for all, not again, but once and for all, make this thing permanent, then we will be going out and working with the states and assuring them and shutting down the enforcement bureaucracies so that they're not going to be harassed, they're not going to be countered, and we will give them the slack that they need so that they can start working together, that the people get educated, and that everybody understands that the federal government has gone that far outside of the framework of the Constitution, that if we don't get them back into the constitutional framework, it's over. And if it's over, those people who are preppers and those people who are going to fight the revolution, well, they will die. But I will say this, that I would rather die defending our liberty than surrender our liberty. And I believe if Trump really means and really has that heart and intent, but, you know, I can tell you out of the 4 years he served, I didn't see it. He continually did things that were violations of the Constitution, and he didn't, it's because he doesn't understand. Very few politicians understand the Constitution and this design or this concept of a compact. Most of them understand compact law, contract law, and attorney, powers of attorney, and so forth. So what are we going to do, and what can we consider via post-COVID? What is it that we will be dealing with post-COVID? And I'm going to tell you that it's probably going to be just continually, you know, giving us a little liberty and taking it back, or, you know, just slowly, but not giving us all of our liberty back. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I'm trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so we're talking about post-COVID. And so now what they're doing is they've created like a vestibule in our society, because now we have a barrier between you and your children. They've already been passing laws that allow your child to choose for themselves if they want to engage in sex without your permission or knowledge, whether they have an abortion if they're 12, 13, or 14 years old. I said this in 2015, 2014, that in 10 years, children will be receiving homework assignments that they will need to self-identify in their prepubescent age, or, you know, during that prepubescent point in their life, that they will have to self-identify their orientation. And in so doing, you know as well as I do, they don't have the maturity to make that decision. And so in so doing, the school and the government will lock them in and protect them from their parents trying to, you know, guide them as they should be, as, you know, as the good book tells us that we need to guide our children. There are children, not the governments, but the government has already, in the United States, the government has already done these kinds of things. Why? Folks, what is it going to take? When you really start looking at what has happened and how life is going to become post-COVID, what is it going to take to get you involved? When is it that you're going to say, that's it, I'm going to get involved? And the way you get involved, join the NLA. There's no reason why you shouldn't be a part of the National Liberty Alliance. It doesn't cost anything. I think that they do have like a $5 membership or something like that. If you look at what we're trying to do and what we're trying to give you, it does cost money. I've tried to convince John Durash, the founder, and Gerard, I forget Gerard's last name, but John and Gerard, trying to get them to actually, you know, charge a couple dollars a month, you know, $24, $25 an annual, something like that. That way they have the money to be able to actually, you know, produce and pay for some productions that would be really professional. I want to get these videos done on the Constitution and actually teaching the nuts and bolts of the Constitution, the way it should be taught, so that everybody can, you know, understand it to become a true advocate for it. It's not difficult to understand the Constitution, but you just have to do it. And most people won't sit down for a few hours to read the Constitution and then read other things to kind of help explain the Constitution. So what do? We're going to create these 5-minute videos, 5 to 8 minute videos, and drill into the Constitution from literally a 1 million high view of constitutions, drilling down more and more until we get down to the 1 foot view, so that you have pure fidelity on what is in our constitutions and what it's all about and why. Anyway, with post-COVID, though, we're going to see how they are going to continually take more and more control in manipulating us. Remember, for years, I've been showing you how we have been manipulated with Christmas. We have all kind of willingly went along with, you know, making a pagan holiday about the Lord, our Christ and Savior. I mean, if we really wanted to celebrate his birth, we would identify when his birth is, and that's when we would celebrate it. But there's a reason why we do it in the winter, because the winter wildlings of the pagan holiday were getting so out of hand, they were only getting worse and worse here in America. So we needed to calm the mob by giving them something spiritual, and that's what Washington Irving did. So you're going to want to tune in to the Christmas show when we do that again this year, or go listen to the last Christmas show. I believe it was a Christmas. If you go to the podcast page and you find our Christmas show, the day of Christmas, Christmas Eve, that's when we air it, and we actually prove that, you know, everything that we understand about Christmas was not old-time traditions that, you know, was adopted by America. These were all concocted. Washington Irving, he actually admitted that he made all of these things up. Anyway, let's move on. Employers, they're going to start requiring vaccines. Employers are going to start requiring vaccinations and so forth, so that you are... and this is all about getting people to conform. In other words, you know, hey, you got to do this, or we're going to have to let you go. Because it's just like, you got to check in, you got to do your time, you got to do your health check. Employers are trying to, and soon they're going to come down the path of where they're going to mandate abortions. It's coming down where they say, well, and as a matter of fact, because this seems draconian and contrary to the progressive plan, but once they have that level of control, they want to control every aspect of your behavior. They're going to prove that they can control every aspect of your behavior. If you're going to have a child, it's too soon for you to have a child in this, you know, we're prepping you to do this. We'll let you go because we don't have the time to give you a year. Right now, they're all warm and fuzzy with paternity leave and those types of things. Those things go away. It's the same thing. Everything that the union has been giving you and trying to entice you to get more involved as they grow and grow and grow is all to surrender that so the government dictates everything. And so government, and when it comes down to the communist ideology, the ends justify the means. So you have to understand they're going to be more draconian and more heavy-handed to get the level of control with those dissenters and so forth. One of the things I also want to kind of postulate out here, the way the Biden administration has been handling policies and just overall handling, he is leading us into war because he's going to trip into it and step into it, and we will probably end up having some kind of conflict. Now, will that conflict lead us into war with China, or will it lead us into war with Russia? I look at Russia as the instigator with Gog and Magog. If you understand that story, Iran and Russia are going to form an alliance. And in so doing, they are going to unleash warfare on Israel. I don't think we're going to be involved in that. The Bible doesn't say anything about anybody else being involved. So are we going to be involved with the dragon? This is my hope, my friends. My hope is that we actually don't get engaged in war. We get engaged in Republic Review. And that's why we're not on the world stage at that point in time. We're going through our austerity, and who knows? Maybe China will try to pursue the issue. And like I said, if they want their pound of flesh, we'll send them Obama. We'll send them Pelosi. We'll send them all of these derelicts and all of these evildoers who have created this debt that this nation has been strapped with unconstitutionally. If they didn't know better, then that's on them. Facebook, I don't know if you've noticed this, but this really, it upsets me. But have you noticed that in your timeline on Facebook, if you were on Facebook, they are actually placing ads that you can't opt out, you can't hide, such as these open border ads. In other words, Soros is paying Facebook Bank to ram these stinking open borders advertisements on your timeline. So I've already commented on it that this is, you know, this is draconian. This, you know, why is it that we can't get rid of this? Why can't we mark this as offensive? It is offensive to me. The things that they're saying, the things that that organization represents is very offensive. So anyway, they're just like taking a blind eye to it. Now, I've got just a little over a minute. We're going to get into Terry McCullough. How well do you know Terry McCullough? Well, Terry McCullough was the handler and was off doing things while President Clinton was coming into power in America. And he became an instrumental person in, one, aggrandizing himself, as well as getting involved in the Democratic Party. He was involved in an organization called Global Crossing, telecommunications, and so forth, and walked away with money in his pocket. And then all of a sudden they went bankrupt. The old story, right? So I've pulled out a bunch of stuff from Wikipedia just because I think these things you really need to know about. Here is a man that is running for governor again, and this guy is... he's not deserving. I mean, well, we'll get into all those details. And then what we'll do after we cover, after we cover Terry McCullough, we'll probably get into some G. Edward Griffin need to know news regarding, you know, the things that are going on and try to catch up. Because for the past couple of months, there's been a lot of news events in the news cycle, which I believe if you haven't looked at them, you really need to start asking yourself, with all of this crap happening, when am I going to become a part of the solution and no longer a part of the problem? If you are not engaged in the solution, if you're not working with others, meeting with others, and learning about what's going on and what you need to do, then you are a part of the problem. The only way we will save ourselves is by getting engaged in the solution. It's not going to go away. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and Republic Review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.